If it had been that the Lord has left us to ourselves, we would have not reached the day of today. But thank God because of this grace that helped us, uphold us, so that we should reach the day of today. In all things, Christ must increase, I must decrease. We are to decrease in all things. He must increase in all things. Nothing less, nothing more. He is worthy to be increased, to be exalted. Thirdly, we are thankful to God because of this mysterious gospel that Christ has revealed to us. This gospel is very mysterious and it is never gone to one with his effort or desire or decision. For sure, it is a gift given by God to us. We can never compromise on this. We are just to give thanks to God. Last week we were in the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 26 and 27.
Chapter 11, verse 26 and 27.
Whereby it was speaking about Jacob, the loved one by God. Because in the same book of Romans, chapter 9, the Lord God said in verse 13, Jacob I love, and Esau I hated. And we see Jacob being loved by God without condition. And Esau is hated without condition. But these two are coming from one man, that is Isaac. Born in the same day, same father and same
mother.
Eating the food diet that gives glory to the both samri. And having the relatives in the common, they are having that in common in all things. Physically, there is nothing that is differentiating them. Because they are born as the way every man is born. They are sleeping, doing whatever work as how a man does. Everything done by them is very common. But there is another serious business here now. That even though they had all in common, but God is giving the difference between the two. He is differentiating the two. One is to be somebody And we see here God speaking that Jacob I love, but Esau I hated.
He
is loving Jacob and is hating Esau upon his wish. Everything is upon his wish, upon his determinate decision in his heart. There is no compromising that Jacob can do otherwise, even Esau can do otherwise. No, 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 no. And again, we see God loving Jacob, while Jacob is completely a sinner. Whatever character and behavior Jacob was doing is but dung, is but sinfulness. But God is coming with the decision of loving this kind of man. Looking into the picture of this man is physically, there is nothing that you can point at that there is a sense of goodness. He is fully a trickster. But even though he was tricking, he was a trickster, God is coming with his love upon him. God was already knowing the situation, status, and of what Jacob was. When Jacob was born, it was already in the mind of God, and he was already saved and loved by God upon his wish. But this was confirmed and sealed on the day when Christ was on the cross dying. Christ was to die on the cross because there is Jacob, a trickster, but loved by God, erected by God before the foundation of the
world.
Here we see God is saying that is the God of Jacob. He is not writing the God of Israel, but the God of Jacob. Fully showing that he is loving a sinful person. Because he would have chosen that he is the God of Israel, so that this name of this sinful name is to be named in the mouth of God. So why God is using this name Jacob instead of Israel here? Because the first situation, the first status that Jacob, and with his name, behavior, character, he is a sinner, fully wretched before God. But God is coming to this man with this kind of name and character, and say that this man I love, and I am the God of Jacob. And you say, I'm the God of Jacob. Here fully shows that our God never mind of our sinfulness when he forgives us. He takes away all completely our sinfulness.
Tikuona Mulungu, sakuona zofoka zathu ndinyasi zimene fetiri nazo. Koma iye akabwera ndichikondi chake kuti sanga monga mwaiye yekha.
The death of Christ on the cross was the purging away of our sinfulness before him.
Apa tikuona imfa ya mbuye wathu Yesu Kristu ikuti masula ndikutichotsera machimo onse amene petiri nawo.
We are saved by grace and grace alone.
Ndipo ife ndifo kulusidwa mwachisomo mwachisomo.
Nothing good from us that makes us be saved.
Ndipo ife mulibe chabwino chilichonse chimechikonzo tipanga kuti ife tisangidwe ayi.
Verse 26 says of Romans chapter 11. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
Verse 26. Ndipo chotero Israel yense adzapulumuka, monganso kunalembedwa. Kuti adzatuluka ku Zion mpulumutsi iye adzachotsa zamwano pa Yakobo.
He is the God of Jacob.
Iyeyu ndi Mulungu wa Yakobo.
God who saves a sinner.
Ndipo Mulungu akupulumutsa ochimwa.
The God who takes away the sins of the sinners.
Ndipo Mulungu akuchotsa tchimo la ochimwa.
He is the possible God to the impossible situation.
Iyeyu ndi Mulungu amene ndi wakutha musinthu zosatheka.
He is turning and taking away the ungodliness of Jacob.
Tikuona apa akuchotsa nyasi pa Yakobo.
He is declaring and made Jacob to be saved before him.
Ndipo tikumuona Mulungu akulengeza kuti mwa Yakobo akumpanga Yakobo kukhala mtumiki wake.
And he is never minding his sinfulness, but physically this man is wretched and sinner before God.
Ndipo Mulungu sakuyang'ana uchimo wa Yakobo, koma Mulungu adakonsera kuti pa Yakobo kuti uyu ndiwanga ndinamukonda.
Oh yes, is the God of the erected sinner.
Iyeyu ndiye Mulungu wa ochimwa osankhidwa.
Here there is a comfort.
Apa pali chikonfoso.
If you are an erected sinner, there is love of God with his amazing grace that uphold you and serve you. And you enjoy and celebrate in the glass of God. And you sing hymns that bring glory and honor before the Lord God. Verse 27. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins.
Verse 27. Ndipo ichi ndi chipangano changa ndi iwo, pamene adzachotsa machimo awo.
Here again the Lord is covenanting with the people.
Tikuona Mulungu akuchita pangano ndi anthu.
The time of covenanting with the people, it was the time of taking away their sinfulness.
Pamene Mulungu akuchita pangano ndi anthu, ndi nthawi imene akuchotsa machimo awo.
I was saying last week that it was a process.
Kuyata ndi manena kuti ndi dongosolo ndi ngondomeka.
Salvation never just comes in anyhow.
Chipulumutso sichimango bwera monga mmene anthu amaganizira.
It's full and deep, it's a plus.
Ndipo tine nemoona chipulumutso ndi dongosolo.
Because it is coming from heaven.
Chipo chikuchokera kumwamba.
It is not coming from a man.
Sikuchokera kwa munthu ayi.
And if somebody can stand and say that you can choose God, then this is not a gospel. I remember when I was in the Pentecostal this long time back, I was even asking the people, commanding the people to follow my prayer so that they should be, to repent their sins and be saved.
Ndikafusa anthu kuti anditsatire pemphero kuti alape machimo awo.
without knowing that they are just following another sinner's prayer. Because I am a sinner, them are a sinner, and they are following a prayer, the prayer that is prayed by a sinner. Which means it's not a prayer from God. Then they are just repeating the prayer of another sinner. But here, brethren, if it has pleased God to reveal Christ in us, He will give me words to pray. Again, there is a spirit of God in me that helps me pray. And there is a spirit praying within me that makes me pray according to the mind of God. But on my own, I am just useless. I am just nobody. There is nothing sensible in me. Everything in me is but foolish. I can't manage even to pray a single word that can be communicable with God. Because don't forget that our sin is a barrier that makes us not to be in contact, to be in link with God. It is a hedge that protected me from seeing and communicating with God. Which means nothing can come from this sinful person to this holy God. But thank God because of His election. Thank God because of His grace. That God is coming with on me. He is loving me without a condition that I am to do. Praise be to God because this. I should always bow, I must increase always. That's why I'll just sing a song that praises God always. Chiso pocho dabizatu chani polo muta wota ika wape by this grace. Thank God because of the covenant. This covenant is unbreakable. The covenant of salvation is unbreakable. People think that this covenant of salvation is breakable. How can we know this? They do preach that if you do good today, you hit heaven. If you do bad, then you are going to hell. You can be preaching that if today you are doing good, you are going to heaven. And if they will do bad, then they are going to hell. So you keep only telling the people to exercise their goodness so that they should inherit heaven. But this is not the measure that makes one to enter heaven. Because the Bible says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That is Romans chapter
3,
verse
23.
They are fall short of the glory of God. Which means there is nothing God in them that they can do so that they help the kingdom of God. That's why even the same book of Romans says, but the wages of sin is that. But it continues by saying, but the gift of God is this life. It's just a freely given gift given by Christ Jesus. You never ask for a gift. It is given by the gifter. It is given freely by the giver. No condition measures to do so that you be gifted. You just receive upon his wish. But when did this gift was given? When did this gift was given? Number one, God erected us from the beginning. And we are the erected sinners. Number two, Christ came into this world and died on the cross. That day, it was the giving of the life to the erected sinners. That day, when he was breathing the last breath, the last breathing he was breathing to his church, he was breathing, he was taking out his breath from inside him to the church. That moment, when he just gives out the breath, he takes all his breath inside him into his chest that day. Automatically, he died completely and the church lived completely. When they were taking him to the yard, to the tomb, to the tomb, to that graveyard, it was already the blade out. The brick was in the hands of God, in the hands of the church. And he left the church, arrived in him into the tomb. And the life was with the church. He was dead in the tomb. He died and he was in the tomb at
dead.
Upon counted days, he was raised up and met with the living church. The church that is arrived. Life given by himself. The life was given by himself on the cross. Here the church is alive. Christ resurrected from the dead. And he met with the church. And he is the cornerstone of his church. He is the founder of his church. There is no any founder in the world. I remember I saw some other denominations. They call the one who started preaching that denomination as a founder. It's a founder, founder, founder. But there is no founder in this world. Let me introduce to you a founder of the church. Christ is the founder of the church. And this title is worthy of him. Even some other times you can say Christ our founder. He is the founder of his church. If he is the founder of the church, it means the church is for himself. And all the belongings, all the people that worship in that church, they are to take their attributes and characters from the owner of the church. They are to reflect the attributes and the character of the owner of the church. Because in them they are lifeless. But this founder is giving the breath to the church. And the church is alive because of his life. Thank God because of his life now. It has been given freely by his choice. We are only to celebrate and worship and exalt our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we celebrate and rejoice in him. We thank God because of his salvation. We thank God that he is the owner of the church. We thank God that there is not any character and attribute that is to come from us. If I think of myself, I'm just a sinner. And in me there is nothing that I can come up with before God. If God left all the things, characters in my hands of my conduct, I'm just ashamed of him. Just get a questions. Nothing good. That's why somebody sang a song. Rock of Ages craved for me.
To be in the ring with these physical Israelites.
Tikuona poyambirira kuti ifeyo amitundu ndife osainera kuchedwa a Israeli.
And we were not in good relation between us and the Israelites.
Ndipo pakati pa ifeyo amitundu palibe ubale uli onse ndi a Israeli.
But God broke on these Israelites for our goodness.
Mulungu namene adatseta
these Israelites because of our goodness. He broke on them so that we should be recruited in. The coming of us is the blocking of these people.
Yes.
We are believing this gospel of Christ dying and resurrected as the only means and ways of saving the sinner. While this physical Israel is jealous of the Gentiles.
Israel
is jealous with the Gentiles. Because the Gentiles has been recruited in because of his wish. It was just a break to the to this Israel so that the Gentiles should enter in. It was the permanent broken. It wasn't the permanent breaking. No. Because the Bible says in verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery. Verse 25. Lest ye should be wise in your own conscience. That blindness in part, just in part, is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in.
Verse 25. Pakuti sindifuna bale kuti mukhale osadziwa chinsinsi ichi kuti mungadziyese anzeru mwainu nokha kuti kuuma mtima kunatsapa mono pa Israeli kufikira kudzadza kwa anthu a mitundu. Kunalowa.
So who is bringing this enmity? Because verse 28 he says, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies of yourselves. It's God who is bringing this enmity between me, the Gentiles, his church, spiritual church, spiritual Israel, with this one. Thank God that this enmity has come because of our sex. Because of me to be recruited in me, the Lord is bringing enmity with this physical Israel. Because of me to be saved. Which means I am saved fully because of his decision, not of
mine.
If God left me to myself, I'm just nothing. There is nothing good in me. I am just a sinner. I am just nobody. But because of this election,
it
is the enemies of us. They are the enemies of us. Because of the gospel. Oh, the gospel is bringing the enmity. But this gospel is Christ. Christ Jesus be crucified. Which means when you preach this Christ fully, you bring the enemy. But thank God, if they are the saints, the erected sinners, if they are the erected sinners themselves, if they are erected sinners, them, if they are but erected, they will come. No matter how distant, how far,
right now,
how stretched and tough is, but because they are erected, they will be in. Because John chapter 6 verse 44 says, nobody can come to Christ unless God draws him. It is the work of God to draw one to Christ. It is God who does the work of calling and drawing. Thank God. That He draws us to Himself. Thank God. That He draws me to Himself. Sinner in
body.
Full of money on me. Nothing cool me. An idolatry
worshiper.
The person that turns God in. Like just a mere thing. The one that was this idolatry making God himself to be God. An idolatry worshiper. Full of boasting. Full of sins. Full of all blood in my hands. Full of killing in my heart. But thank God. Because He is my Savior. He served me without my good works. He just served me. Without thinking of how bad I am. He just came by my way. He just came by my way. And saved me. Oh, thank you God that He saved me. I've got only one song to sing. Psalms 91, as I'm concluding. That's the song that we'll sing in finishing the service of today. Psalms 91. I'll just read from verse 1, going downwards to verse 16. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I will trust. Verse 3, surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. 5. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 8. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. 11. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under thee, under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him, I will set him on high. Because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble, I will deliver him and honor him. Last verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
Psalm chapter 91, verse 1. Iye amena kalabansi mgakayache ya mwamba mwamba. Ata bonela mtunzi wa mpambu yonse. Jipo, nitati ya hofa, potawira kopanga, ndiringalanga. Murungu wanga amene ndi mkulupirira. Pakuti adzandionjola misampha ya asodzi ndipo miliri yosakata adzakukungatirani mipenga zache ndipo kutsatsawira kunsi kwa mapiko ache choonadi chake chochikopa kuchinjiriza sudzaopa choopsha usiku kapena muvi opita sana kapena muliri oyenda mundima kapena chionongeko chakutera kusana. Pambali pako patsagwa chikwi ndi zikwi kumi patsanja la manja lako. Sichidza kuyandikira iwe. Koma utsapenya ndi maso ako, mutsaona kubwezera chilango cha oipa. Popeza udati inu ya bopa ndi mpota wina popanga. Ndipo daika wa mamba mamba chokalamo chako. Palipe choipa chitza kugwela. Ndipo cholanga chitza yandikiza ema wako. Pakuti utzalamulira angelo ache za iwe. Akusunge njira zako zonse, asakunyamula pa manja ao. Ungakunde sazirako pa mwala. Utzaponda mkango ndi mpiri. Utzapondereza msona wa mkango ndi chinjoka. Verse 14. Popeza nandi kondadi, ndidzampulumutsa, ndidzamukweza mwamba popeza adziwa dzina langa. Adzandipulira ine ndipo ndidzamyankha. Kumsautso ndidzakhala naye pamodzi, ndipo ndidzamulandisa ndikumchitira ulemu, ndipo ndidzamukutitsa ndi masiku ambiri. Ndipo ndikumuonetsera chipulumuso changa. Amen.
My salvation.
Chipulumuso changa.
The title of the message of today is My Salvation.
Mutu wa utenga wa lero ndiwakuti chipulumuso changa.
Let us look to God as we are closing this time of worship for today. Heavenly Father, we thank you this time. Thank you for making it possible that we meet in the close today. Thank you for correcting each one of us from different areas, countries, continents, that we meet together today and worship and praise your name. Help us understand your word. Help us, Father, exalting your name. Because in our own there is nothing good that can do. But if it is you, Father, that do, everything is possible. Bless this means that makes us meet together today, even the means that others will download and found it on the internet, that it will direct us home, because it is only the gospel that leads us home. We pray even for our fellow brothers that will be meeting French. Bless our dear brother who will be preaching in French, so that in all the truth may be communicated. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, the crucified one, that we pray. Amen.